This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The world's oldest travel agent goes bust. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Thomas Cook, a 178-year-old British travel company, went into liquidation today after failing to find emergency funding from creditors or the UK government. The collapse puts 22,000 jobs at risk and leaves 600,000 customers around the world in limbo, like these passengers at Manchester Airport in the north of England.
Got told to come here now to find out my flight's been cancelled with three kids. My son's got ADHD and autism and they're sobbing their heart out in the car.
So yesterday I contacted to check everything were going ahead as normal with the holiday. They told me that under no circumstance would the holiday be cancelled. Set off here at 3 a.m. and they've told us now that the holiday can't go ahead as there's no planes available.
The UK's Civil Aviation Authority already started bringing vacationers back to the country in what's now the biggest ever peacetime repatriation process. So what do you do when the travel company you've used to book a vacation goes out of business? Simon Calder, travel editor at The Independent, is about to find out for himself.
I booked a trip shortly before midnight because I was seeing lots of signals that Thomas Cook was failing. And in order to see if the company was still trading, the best way to do it was to go through the process of booking a holiday.
Now, Simon, like many customers, you will probably be without a holiday. So what are your rights now? What happens to that booking now?
European passenger rights rules are very clear. If you're booking a holiday, then you get very good consumer protection as long as you book the flights and accommodation in a single transaction. This is a way of making sure that people are properly protected.
Now, Thomas Cook's collapse isn't just a UK travel problem, but it's one for vacation goers all over the world.
They operate in 16 countries. The main markets are in Germany and in the UK, but they've got interests in Finland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, France, Italy, and they've even got interests in Russia. In the days when they had much more of a kind of monopoly on global travel, they used to be absolutely worldwide, and they would be the people that you would automatically travel with if you were of a certain class. But unfortunately, they found they were being left behind. It was just an old giant company that sadly refused to move with the times, and now they, the investors and the staff, are suffering as a result.
Simon Calder there. Now, one of the companies Thomas Cook hoped would come to its rescue was its biggest shareholder, the Chinese conglomerate Fosun. That didn't materialize, and the UK company's collapse sent Fosun shares down as much as 5% today. The BBC's Robin Brandt has more from Fosun's headquarters in Shanghai.
Fosun is a Chinese conglomerate with tens of billions in assets. It's in the pharmaceuticals business, banking and assurance, and it's also, of course, in holidays and leisure. It's had an interest in Thomas Cook for several years now, and it's been leading efforts to try and buy the rest of the company that it doesn't already own. Fosun has told the French news agency AFP it is disappointed about the collapse. It was interested in Thomas Cook because it wanted to try and bring package tours to a burgeoning domestic travel industry in China. It may now decide it wants to buy up or cherry pick parts of Thomas Cook that it doesn't already own and push ahead with the business here.
Robin Brandt reporting there. Let's do the numbers. On the heels of Thomas Cook's collapse, shares of European travel firms like the owner of British Airways and discount EasyJet are rising. Germany's DAX is down 1.4% after the country's factory sector shrank at its fastest pace in a decade. World leaders are expected to increase pledges to reduce CO2 emissions at a one-day United Nations climate summit in New York today. The UN has already suggested reducing meat and dairy consumption to cut down on the climate impact of turning forests into land for crops or cattle. But what implications does that have for small farms run by environmentally conscious farmers? The BBC's Imogen Folks reports.
What could be more typically Swiss? Cows with bells grazing in an alpine pasture. Jörg Dommermuth makes his living the way his fathers and grandfathers did. Each of his 70 cows have names. They eat only grass and some corn, choices Jörg made more than a decade ago.
It's never been about the market, about money. It's about our world, our planet. It should be available for future generations, so we have to work in a way to guarantee that.
Now, the United Nations report says that ever-increasing consumption of meat and dairy...
But when the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recommended cutting down on meat and dairy, Swiss dairy farmers were alarmed. Within days, they answered back with a new label, Swiss Milk Green. The intended message, while the vast industrial dairy farms in the flatlands of Germany, Holland or Wisconsin might damage the environment, the little Swiss farms do not. But it's a ploy that has aroused scepticism in Swiss consumer organizations and from the Swiss Vegan Society, says Laura Lombardini.
Their new label is just another marketing gag to give the people a good feeling when they buy milk.
Over the last 20 years, the price for Swiss milk has dropped. Many smaller dairy farms have shut. Jörg Dommermuth worries consumers are not looking to the effort local farmers are already making.
I think we need to think more local, to eat what we produce locally. And Switzerland is a land of milk. I would like people to understand that I can put food in their cupboards, in their fridges, every day, in a sustainable way.
Switzerland's small dairy farmers will continue making the case for their milk. In Bern, I'm the BBC's Imogen Folks for Marketplace.
And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.